Blog Talk Radio.
New York Giants fans, and welcome to the latest edition of Big Blue View Radio. I'm your host, Ed Valentine, editor and lead writer at BigBlueView.com, and we come to you on what is a happy Monday for the Giants, the first one of the 2017 season, as the Giants earned their first victory Sunday night, a 23-10 upset of the Denver Broncos on Sunday Night Football, a game that in a lot of ways no one saw coming, an effort from the Giants that was pretty inspired and very, very much unexpected. Came after a week of real turmoil for the Giants, the suspension of Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie, for some on-field behavior issues, and for bolting the locker room when he was told he wasn't going to play against the Broncos. We also heard that there were possibly some issues between head coach Ben McAdoo and cornerback Eli Apple. Lots of talk last week about whether McAdoo had lost the respect of the players in the locker room. Talk about the future of Ben McAdoo, the future of GM Jerry Reese, as things look like they're spiraling out of control for the Giants. And then out of nowhere came an inspired defensive effort, two interceptions, including a pick six from Janoris Jenkins, a fumble recovery on a fumble forced by Jack Rabbit, a career rushing night for Orleans Darkwa, a night that saw for the first time Ben McAdoo turn over play calling duties to offensive coordinator Mike Sullivan. Very, very interesting night overall. The Giants offensively had a conservative game plan. They stuck to the run. They tried not to do anything outlandish that might get them in trouble. When it was third and extremely long, they just ran the ball and were content to punt, not to put Eli Manning in situations where huge sacks would occur, where turnovers were more likely to occur. They played conservatively on offense, and yet they also managed to play efficiently, getting the ball to Evan Engram some, as we said, getting the career night from Orleans Darkwa, getting some run blocking, for a change, something that we haven't seen enough of this year. So an encouraging effort, from the New York Giants in a lot of ways. Defensively, Jason Pierre-Paul with three sacks. We already talked about Jenkins. Eli Apple with a nice night. Damon Harrison with a nice night. Landon Collins with an interception. So lots of good things, for the Giants last night. Maybe the best thing of all was, McAdoo turning over the play calling to Mike Sullivan. Now, let's be realistic. We haven't been in any of the meetings with the Giants. We don't know. McAdoo said that was his decision. And of course, that's what he's going to say. It's entirely possible that it wasn't fully his decision. It's entirely possible that he got some pressure from Giants ownership, from Giants management, you know, to make that move. We don't know. What we do know is that it was probably long overdue. Mike Sullivan's had a long relationship with Eli Manning. They know each other well. Sullivan understands his strengths and weaknesses. And it was about time that the Giants sort of just changed the dynamic a little bit, that McAdoo functioned as a head coach instead of, you know, an offensive coordinator who really didn't have a whole lot to do with the rest of the team and with managing the sideline. So a lot of good things happened last night for the Giants in that regard. Moving on to today, one of the interesting things for the Giants is going to be what happens with Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie. I believe, if I remember correctly, Coach McAdoo saying that he intended to speak with Rodgers-Cromartie today. The reports over the weekend from a variety of NFL insiders were that if all went well with that meeting, that Rodgers-Cromartie would be reinstated as of this week. His suspension was originally considered indefinite, which in the NFL can last anywhere from 1 to 4 weeks. With an indefinite suspension, at the end of a four-week time period, if the suspension has not been lifted, a player has to be either reinstated or released. So there is that on the long end of the suspension. The expectation going into today was that DRC, who's a popular veteran player, would be reinstated. But we haven't seen anything on that yet. We don't know officially. It will be interesting to see how that all plays out, how he is reintegrated into the defense, if he is reinstated. It'll be interesting to see if the Giants allow DRC to speak to the media this week. You know, to get his take on everything that has happened and what his future with the Giants might be. You know, despite having won a game on Sunday, it's still a tenuous time, you know, for McAdoo and the Giants. We wrote at Big Blue View an awful lot last week about you know, some of the issues between McAdoo and players, especially on the defensive side of the ball. So, you know, a victory is nice. A victory makes everything feel better. It makes everything seem a little bit less dramatic, a little bit less stressful. And yet there are still issues there. You know, for the Giants to address. Let's see what happens with the Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie situation. Let's see what happens with player discipline going forward. You know, I think this has been an effort by McAdoo to sort of, you know, regain a little bit of locker room control, regain a little bit of sideline control. Let's see where it goes from here. The first domino, you know, should be, you know, later on today or possibly on Tuesday when we find out what will happen with Rodgers-Cromartie. Finally, the question to deal with is, you know, it's one win out of six. We saw a lot of good things from the Giants last night, you know, a little better running game, the best defense they've played this year, no turnovers on offense. The question really is, where do the Giants go from here? Is what we saw Sunday night for the Giants, is that sustainable? You know, can they... you know, turn this season around, win 7, 8, 9 games, something along that line, you know, all of which is going to require, you know, them playing well on a week-in, week-out basis, despite a depleted roster without Odell Beckham, Brandon Marshall, Dwayne Harris, you know, with some other guys banged up. I don't know. You know, it feels good today that we're talking about a victory, but, you know, this is still a football team, you know, with a 1-5 record, still a football team that, based on its expectations this year, has underachieved thus far, still a football team with a depleted roster. You know, we look at some of the good things that happened Sunday night, the running game, the shuffling of the offensive line, the way the Giants used Evan Engram. Those are all good things. The flip side of that is now that that game is in the history books, teams have some film on how the Giants plan to play going forward. You can expect to see teams try to do an awful lot to take Evan Engram out of the passing game for the Giants. You're not going to be able to win a whole lot of games in the NFL when your wide receivers catch only a total of 2 passes, which I think is what the Giants did last night. I think Roger Lewis had 1, and I think Tavarius King had a reception as well. So you're just not going to win a lot of games under that circumstance. So we'll have to see, you know, how the Giants are able to approach offense going forward. We will have to see if they're able to repeat the kind of defensive effort, you know, that they put together last night. You know, Jason Pierre-Paul played his best game of the season. Olivier Vernon still did not play due to an ankle injury. But the kind of defense the Giants played last night, holding Denver to 10 points, making goal line stand, getting 3 turnovers, you know, constantly pressuring Trevor Siemian. This was the kind of defense the Giants played a year ago. It was the kind of defense the Giants were banking on getting this season and didn't really get through the first 5 games. So we'll have to see if they can repeat that kind of an effort. So, you know, we go from there, Giants fans, 1-5. I wouldn't look at this and think, oh, it's the beginning of a playoff run. I don't believe any team has ever made the playoffs after starting 0-5, you know, in a 16-game season. You know, but it definitely feels a lot better today. And as I wrote at Big Blue View, I think we saw some things on Sunday night that give us some optimism for the rest of the year, that it's not going to be a total waste of time. You know, we're not going to see an 0-16 team, obviously. We could see, you know, some better football through the final 10 games of the year. I mean, that's small consolation for a team that was expected to make the playoffs and make a deep run into the postseason. But what you want at this point is you want some good things to come out of the remaining games. Last night showed us that maybe, just maybe, some of those things will occur. And we will be back every week, Giants fans, to discuss what's going on. Please make sure that you check us out on bigblueview.com if you haven't done so already. We're there every day posting multiple stories, keeping you informed the best we can as to what's going on with your favorite NFL team. Check out at Big Blue View on Twitter. Check out our Facebook page. And we look forward to talking to you again soon. All right. Bye-bye now.